Hello?
Hello, Neil?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the mayor's office here with the city of Boulder.
Yeah.
And the mayor wanted me to give you a call and let you know that she doesn't like you.
That's a good one.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just the messenger.
And why doesn't she like me?
I don't know. She wrote down this.
I don't know the mayor.
Yeah, I just have to do what she says, okay? And she gave me this post-it with your name and everything on it, and is like, call this guy and let him know
that's really strange, because I really couldn't, you know, I can't understand why she would do that, but
yeah,
it's okay.
Okay.
It'd be great to know why she doesn't like me, but
that is kind of
a strange call. You have to admit that, right?
Yeah, it is, but you know, she's just kind of a nightmare to work with, and I just do what she says and stay out of her way.
Wow. Okay. This is not, you're not joking with me now, are you?
Oh, no, I wouldn't joke.
Okay.
We're not allowed to joke on the job.
I'll have to keep that in mind the next time I vote.
Okay. Well, I don't think
right,
she's,
I don't think she's
running again this year, so.
Oh, well, that's probably a good thing.
Your little threat there doesn't mean anything to us.
Well, it's not a threat, obviously. Saying that if somebody has you call me to tell me that she doesn't like me, this is a story to tell my friends. It's kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah, they'll probably never believe you. They'll probably just be like, oh, yeah, he's
I know. I really, except that, you know, the phone number came up as Boulder City Government, so
yeah.
Obviously there's something going on there. So,
yep.
That's really strange, I have to admit, because I am very, you know, I don't do a lot. I'm retired, and I just sort of...
yeah, you seem like a nice guy to me.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. It's just her, you know. She's probably just having one of those days. Probably that time of the month.
I don't quite understand. But how does she even know me? I don't even have anything. I don't have anything to do with her or the government or anything.
I don't know. She was mad though. She handed me the post-it. She's like, "You call this guy. You tell him I don't like him."
That is really strange.
And I tried to object, and she's like, "Up, up, 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 up. Just do it, Roy."
Okay. Well, I will. Take it under advisement, as they say.
Okay. All right. Well, have a nice day.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye, Neil.
Bye.
Welcome to Asterios Talks to Strangers. I'm your host, Asterios Coconuts, and with us today is one of the coolest strangers I have ever heard of. He is the founder and the leading light of a group called the Phone Losers of America. The Jerky Boys can go to hell.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, because these guys, they have raised prank calling to an art. With us today from the Phone Losers is Brad. I don't know if you want to give your last name. You don't have to, but say hi.
Hey, everyone. This is Brad Carter from Albany, Oregon. Please don't look me up. I do the Phone Losers of America thing.
Don't bother him.
Yeah.
He'll bother you.
That's right.
But don't bother him. That's not funny. You won't be as funny as him.
He can try, but...
And you know what? Something tells me, Brad, that you'll welcome the competition. If someone wants to take that crown, come for it. Come for the throne. Am I right, Brad?
That's right. I've had people mess with me quite a bit, like over the past 20 years or so.
Tell me.
There's always somebody out there doing crazy things.
What happens when someone tries to prank the ultimate prankster? By the way, that's you.
Oh, okay. Like, who are you talking about?
Just clarifying.
Okay. I don't know. Usually it's like things like people will call in and mess with my accounts at various places that I go to.
What?
Because they learn these tricks from me and they're like, oh, wouldn't it be hilarious if I used that trick on him?
No.
Yeah, well,
it's not
you
funny.
Know. Nah, I deserve it though. Like, if they're going to mess with somebody's account, it may as well be mine. Like, I've had video store accounts messed with, my home telephone service and internet, my hosting accounts, my Jiffy Lube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people send pizzas and taxis. You know, people know my address.
Look, I'm not saying you don't deserve it, because you do.
Yeah, I do.
What's good for the goose, but...
I can't complain.
But here's what I'm saying. If I showed up at, like, Bill Hader's door and started doing a Saturday Night Live sketch, like, yeah, on one hand, that kind of does make sense, where it's like, okay, I guess what's good for the goose, but on the other hand, it's like, You're not going to be as good as this guy. And also, why are you at his house? It's weird, Asterios. Don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, stop fucking with me, everyone. Stop messing with my accounts. Stop ringing my phone.
Yes.
I'm tired of it.
Leave his video rental store account alone.
Yeah, I'm tired of that especially. That's a real problem for me.
I imagine it's 2018. A problem to this very day.
Yep.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell me about your most recent prank call. The one you just did today or yesterday. Just how did it go? Walk me through it.
Lately, I've been calling landlords of apartment buildings.
Awesome.
And they're fun to call. Like, I've been calling landlords for years now because they always seem to have like a really low opinion of their tenants, and they just treat their tenants like they're idiots. And, you know, it's just fun to tell them that I'm a tenant and I've done something insane. And lately, my insane thing to tell landlords is that I run a YouTube channel called Will It Flush? And my toilet's clogged up because I flushed so-and-so down the toilet.
Good afternoon.
Hey there, I'm a tenant, and I just have a question.
Okay.
About my toilet. It seems to be clogged up right now, like it won't flush.
What unit are you in?
I'm in 62.
Number what?
62.
62?
Uh-huh, yep.
Okay, and you're the tenant?
Yeah.
Or are you calling for the tenant?
I'm one of the tenants.
In number 62.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Oh, wrong password. Okay, well, the tenant that lives there is a woman. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, yeah. I'm her roommate.
No, she doesn't have a roommate.
Yes, she does. I sleep on the couch.
Are you sure you're calling the right place?
Yeah, on...
Okay. And your toilet is clogged.
Yeah, I filled it with Skittles.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You filled it with Skittles?
I run a YouTube channel called Will It Flush? And I, like, in every video, I flush, like, a different ridiculous thing down the toilet. And usually it goes just fine, but... This time, like, you know, part of them went down, but eventually they just stopped flushing. So, like, I would say, like, half the toilet is still filled with Skittles. But it keeps going onto the floor. Like, see, I'm flushing it right now, and it's just going all over the floor.
There's water going all over the floor?
Yeah, every time I flush. Every time I hit the flush.
Okay, I will send somebody over.
Like, okay, let me do it again.
Well, yep, could see, you stop flushing the toilet? I'll send somebody over.
But, like, okay. It's kind of ridiculous, like, that our toilet doesn't even, it can't even handle this. It should be
okay,
able to do
this.
I will
send somebody over there. Thank you.
How long is it going to take? Because I keep flushing and it just keeps doing the thing. It keeps going all over the floor.
I will send somebody over right now.
Okay, because, I mean, the water is just, like, it's really, like, I put towels down, but I think it's leaking.
Okay.
Like, into the unit next door. It's going through the walls.
Okay, I'll send somebody over.
I just keep flushing, and the Skittles will not go down.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do. You know, I flushed, 16 pounds of graham crackers, or, what else did I say? Man, I had a whole list.
It's okay. If you want to pull up the list, we have an editor. Don't feel rushed. This isn't one of your prank calls where timing is everything.
All right.
But also, if you don't have a list, that's okay too.
I've told him I flushed marbles down the toilet, like filled up the entire toilet with marbles, nuts and bolts, Canadian pennies. You know, basically I just flush all kinds of different wacky items down the toilet. And the landlords are like, what? How could you do this? And I've done this in the past. Like, I remember one in particular, I said I was flushing all of the items from my girlfriend's purse down the toilet because she's cheating on me or whatever. We're breaking up. But the reason is making it so much more fun this time. And that's, you know, the reason is that I run a YouTube channel called Will It Flush. They lose their minds. It's great.
Now, look, here's what I have to say to that. Is it because YouTube is so ubiquitous, do your landlords, like, kind of understand where they're like, well, I do agree, this is a great idea for content, but please don't do it to our toilets. Like, oh, yeah. Are they at least a little sympathetic to you chasing the American dream of going viral?
I don't think anyone has been yet. They
what?
I don't think so. Because it's mostly just these old grouchy people sitting at the front desk in an apartment complex. And they're just not happy to hear that I'm messing with their pipes and flushing crazy things. And my toilet's clogged because of it. And I insist that it's not my fault. The toilets should be better.
Well, they should be better.
That's right.
I mean, the thing is, like, what I'm looking for, and this might say more about me than it does about you, I'm looking for, like, airplane-quality toilets. Just in my life. There's something so nice about an airplane toilet where it's just like, I know no matter what, I want to try to phrase this in a way that's not disgusting. No matter what my output is, that this toilet can process it efficiently and literally make it disappear. Have you ever pitched anybody on airplane quality toilets?
I have not, but you've given me a great idea. What if I could call a pilot in the sky, like that's flying the plane, and be like, hey, I'm in your bathroom, and I do this YouTube channel called Will It Flush, and I've just loaded the toilet up with marbles, and it's stuck. What do I do? I guess I could just call the reservation number for that instead, but you know.
Well, yeah.
Not the pilot.
No, you've got to find a way to get this going. Okay. Now, just quick question, and if this is too personal, let me know.
All right.
But here's what I hear. I hear that prank calls are legal in Nevada. Do you live in Nevada?
No, I don't. Albany, Oregon.
Albany, Oregon. Is one party recording legal in Oregon?
I believe it is, yeah. It's one of those states.
Okay, thank God.
But all right, good. But that doesn't apply to federal law. I don't, like, it's federal law is two parties, right?
I don't know. Yeah. You're the master.
Yeah, well, I'm sure in some way it's probably illegal somewhere, somehow.
Okay.
But at this point, the feds know that I do it, so they're not stopping me.
What if like they're your biggest? I mean, think about this for a second. You're kind of like the most fun case they might ever have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's true.
It's just like,
because I know the FBI, they listen to my stuff. They listen to the entire show that I did to Safeway.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
They had to have enjoyed that.
Yeah,
parts of it at least.
No, I mean, look, you can't. 100% of comedy can't be a winner, but I'm telling you right now, like, well, think about the other calls they have to listen to, like ISIS people talking back and forth, or like, crooked lawyers, like Donald Trump's lawyer, like this and that. And then here we go, you're pranking a Safeway, which, by the way, it's more like Unsafeway if you think about it, because when you prank that Safeway, you got arrested, and the FBI now has you classified as a felon.
Yep.
So there's some irony there. It's the least safe way you could have pranked someone was by pranking Safeway.
I wonder if I can use that as a slogan or something, or if that violates my probation.
I don't know. Look, I can't turn it off. I'm always looking for taglines and zingers. You know what I mean? I'm looking for quick ways to get you rich and famous, if you don't mind.
No, it's fine, I guess. If that's something you want to do, sure, why not? I'll be rich and famous.
It's just so cool what you do. Because I'll tell you what happened to me once. I was buying my ex-wife a Christmas present. I wanted to buy her a make-your-own kombucha kit. So I called up.
What's a kombucha?
I ordered.
Is that a New York thing? I'm sorry, what's a kombucha?
Okay. Kombucha is this, like, disgusting, like, it's like a live cultured tea you can drink. You have to, like, make it in jars, and there's, like, a cheesecloth, and you put mushrooms in it, and it grows a culture, and then that culture produces, like, a lightly alcoholic fermented tea that is supposed to have healing properties.
I see. All right. I was confused about that. I understand now. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No,
let's hear it.
I don't understand it. I'm actually kind of proud of myself for how I described it, because... because I really don't know what it is, but I bought it for her. But I'm talking to these people on the phone because I'm like, I don't know how to make this tea. And they could not be ruder to me. They could not have been ruder. They were just like, oh, you don't know how to make kombucha? Oh. Oh, did you try putting the mushrooms in? Oh. Oh, don't forget to use the cheesecloth. Oh, do you have your tea thermometer? And I literally said to myself, one of these days I'm going to fly to Las Vegas, Nevada and just prank call nonstop. Because here's what I like about prank calling. No sympathy. Look, you prank call a landlord, it's like you might feel bad that there's like a 90-year-old lady who you're talking to about flushing a bunch of marbles. I mean, I don't, but someone might.
Yeah, I sure don't.
No, I mean, I don't know why you would. And I mean, that was really just devil's advocacy. But it's like if you prank call the bad guys, you prank call school superintendents, traffic meter maids, you can be the voice for the voiceless.
Why haven't you given me their number yet? I think that's true. You should give me their number.
I'll give you the... Hold on. Hold on one second.
All right. I'm getting out my Post-it notepads.
Please do. You give me... Okay, here they are. You ready?
I'm ready.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to call them and be like, I don't know, this tea is giving me superpowers or my pee-pee is green. I tried putting the, you know, I tried smoking the kombucha. It's not just really mess. Could you just mess with them for me?
I could say I'm with the kombucha corporate office and we're taking away their kombucha, their kombucha license.
Oh my God. Okay. So you call them up and you've been like, we hear that you are handing out incredibly. Okay. Because here's the thing. There's a thing called a Scooby or a SCOBY, S-C-O-B-Y. It's essentially like a big... It's like a big plastic bag full of mushrooms that you put in your goddamn tea. So you'd be like, we've been here. You've been having some incredibly low quality scopies.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
Your kombucha license is about to be revoked. People aren't experiencing the wellness that they expect from this. From this gimmick tea that we're selling.
They're ruining the brand.
I don't know. You're better than me. You do it. Why am I trying to do it? You do it.
They're ruining the brand. That's what it is.
Yes. They're ruining the good name of kombucha. Can you get these people for me, please?
I'll do it. It's happening. It's God on. It's, damn it, Brad. It's on my Post-it. It has to happen now.
Brad, I love you so much.
Oh, thanks, Asterios.
All right. So wait. I want to know, how did you like get into prank calling for a living?
Yeah, I started Phone Losers like 25 years ago, I think, like early 90s.
Oh my God.
And it was kind of like part of the hacker community, but it was also prank calls. And I've just been doing prank calls. Since I was a kid, of course, but I just kind of kept at it. And it's never really paid a lot until just recently, until Patreon came around.
Okay.
So, yep.
That's pretty crazy that you are making a living.
Yep, my parents are proud.
Oh my God, that's awesome. I'm sure you get this asked this all the time, but like, do you remember your first prank call?
No, not really. My brother and I used to make prank calls. We'd sneak up to the attic. There was a phone up there. We had a phone book. We were like circling names and stuff in it. Calling up. We didn't have anything to say to him really. We were just like being weird, I guess, basically. I remember I kept a list in the bottom of my toy box hidden so my parents wouldn't find it of funny numbers to prank. Like we would repeatedly call them back then, back in the 80s, I guess, maybe the 70s. I don't know.
What? Were you prank calling people in 1979? Holy, are you serious?
Possibly. I was born in 72, so.
Oh, God damn it. That's so goddamn cool.
Yep, before the whole caller ID thing happened.
Did caller ID, like, really fuck you over?
No, never. Like, we never had a problem with that.
Oh, okay,
like, good. Like, now it's even better because we can spoof caller ID. So they're...
What?
Well, you know, you get the... You can use those services and you can spoof... You can change your phone number, make it show up...
I don't know these things. I'm not a professional prank call. I don't know.
How do you not know this? It's been around
I don't know this!
Like spoofcard.com. You can, it's like a calling card and you just put in your code and then put in the number you're calling and put in the number you want to call from. And you can be any number you want. You can call from the White House. You can call from the FBI. I'd recommend that one.
Oh, I, I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either. Just kidding, FBI.
Okay, good. Jesus Christ. Wait. So how long are you on probation for prank calling someone?
4.5 more years.
Okay. Do you have like a plan on how you're going to get through this 4.5 year period?
It'll be easy. I've been on home detention for 4 months now. Four or 5 months. I have 3 or 4 months left to go.
What happens after home detention?
I don't know. I guess nothing. Like, they'll just kind of ease up on me. Like, right now they've got me in classes for alcoholism. And
okay.
For no reason. Like, I don't drink heavily. You know, I like hardly drink at all. Uh-huh. I'm not allowed to smoke weed for the next 5 years, which is kind
what?
Of...
What?
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer because it's federal crime and, you know, it's federal laws still apply. But, yeah, it's not a big deal. But, like, I don't know why they put me in these classes. So I'm in 2 classes a week. They're giving me homework now. I think they're just fucking with me. I'm not really sure.
Well, that was actually going to be my next question. Like, what is their attitude towards you? Because something tells me, like, they didn't get into the FBI to stop a prank caller. I mean, unless they did, which would be pretty fucked up. Like,
no,
they feel bad for you? How do they treat you?
It's not because of the prank call exactly. The FBI had a problem with me logging into a computer at Safeway for the purposes of making, you know, I got the complainer database and I was calling up people in the complainer database, you know, the suggestion box people.
I know a little bit about this, but anyone listening to me knows nothing.
Yeah.
Give me the scoop.
All right. Well, I just mean, you know, like you go into a store and sometimes there's a suggestion box and you just,
okay.
People will write down their complaints about the store in the suggestion box and single employees out and try and get them in trouble or whatever. So that's online for, I guess, a lot of grocery stores, Safeway included. So one of my listeners gave me a login and a password for the Safeway complainer database.
Okay.
And I logged into it from my home. I thought it was his. You know, I thought he was an employee and he was sharing his login with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I did a few live shows and I, like, people that complained, like, I don't know, like someone was complaining that something wasn't in the front of the store. It was more in the back of the store. I called her up and I'm like, you know what? We've saw you in the security camera and you could stand to lose a few pounds. So it's probably good that it's in the back of the store.
Excellent.
You know, stuff like that. And
that's really great. I mean, look, I kind of feel like if you've got the time to complain to your local Safeway, then you sort of deserve what you get.
Yeah, no shit.
I mean, I don't know if, like, you're legally allowed to say that, but it's just kind of how I feel.
Yeah, I spent hours and hours, like, 2 different live shows doing that stuff, and it caused so many complaints that they just assumed their systems had been hacked.
Okay. So what happened when you told the FBI, like, I was given a login to this database?
I don't know. They listened to me. They were really nice about it. Like, the head FBI guy, he was a very nice person. I'm not just saying that because he really seemed like a down-to-earth guy. He wasn't just in here waving his gun around or anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. They were understanding, I guess.
Well, I mean, they couldn't have been that understanding if you're on 5 years of probation.
Well, they had to do their job. You know, they you know, I logged into something I wasn't supposed to. That was the actual crime, was unauthorized access.
Okay.
But then the prank calling is part of the charge because that's part of the whole thing that I did, if that makes any sense, I guess.
How many prank calls do you think you've made over the course of your lifetime?
Holy shit.
I mean, I know that it'll just be a guess or an estimate, but what do you think?
I don't know. Like, with me doing this show, like, I do 2 shows a week. I probably make at least 20 prank calls per show. So that's 40 a week, 160 a month.
Let's do the math.
160 times, I got a calculator right now. Times 12, that's 1,920 per year.
You've been doing it since 1979 or something.
Well, it's just recently. Let's say it's like the past 5 years I've been doing this.
So you've picked up the pace.
Yeah, yeah. So that's 9,600 prank calls, approximately.
Mm-hmm.
Probably way more than that, though.
Okay, so
it's hard to say. I don't know.
Well, I mean, look, my thoughts on the matter are, if you've made like around 10,000 prank calls in your lifetime,
that's a lot.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's just for 5 years.
Oh my, what?
Yeah, no, I just figured up 5 years. That's 9,600.
Someone give me the total, everything.
Well, no, it's really ramped up the past 5 years. Like before that, I don't know. Like
maybe 100 a year before that?
Yeah, let's say that.
Okay. So, look, let's just say you've made somewhere around 15,000 prank calls in your lifetime.
Okay. That sounds low, but okay.
It sounds low?
Well, I just said 10,000 for the past 5 years.
I'm trying. I swear to God, I'm trying to find. Okay.
Well, let's say 100,000.
20,000 prank calls.
I bet you it's something like 100,000 or something.
Has this quickly become a prank call?
I was on CNBC for being a corporate terrorist for prank calling their Walmarts.
Nightmare for Walmart. Tips for torturing the giant retailer. We'll ask the man who suggests hijacking their intercom if it's really just corporate terrorism.
How did you take over the overhead paging system?
We discovered the paging code that they used to get on the paging system, and we called in from the outside and asked them to transfer us to that extension, and that put us on the overhead paging. And we were able to stay on for hours just telling jokes and singing and pretty much anything we wanted to say on the air.
Have you considered using your prank? Have you ever used your prank calls for good?
I don't know.
I mean, beyond the good of entertaining a bored populace.
You know, a lot of people, like, they'll send me prank requests. Like a bunch of my shows are just people sending me in numbers. And it seems like a lot of the people I call are kind of deserving. Like, you know, nice. they send shitty neighbors and shitty people from their family and stuff like that. I can't think of any specific examples, but yeah, sure. Why not?
Because it's not true. I mean, I'm asking. All right, how about this? What if you prank called politicians and got them to agree to crazy shit? Have you ever considered, like, using your prank call as, like, a finely honed weapon to satirically draw attention to the people destroying the planet? Or ruining our schools?
I could be like the new Russian fake news. Like, that'll be replaced with prank calls by me.
I really like this idea.
If you're listening, Russian government, I'm for hire. Donate to my Patreon.
No, look, they're definitely listening. They're listening to everything we do.
That's true.
All right. Okay. Quick question.
All right.
What makes the perfect prank call?
I like when people get just incredibly angry, and they just they have a lot of really great one-liners. It just gets really cartoony. Like they just say just ridiculous things to me. They try to outsmart me and just say the dumbest stuff ever, but in a funny way.
Electronics.
Hello, is this Willie?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Sensei Doug. I'm next door at the karate store.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering. Look, whenever you walk by, you know, come in your store, you're just always looking at me. Can you just stop looking at me?
Are you kidding?
No, I mean it's ridiculous. Well, it's just
okay. Wait a second now.
I feel threatened.
Are you talking about like when I walk by your store?
Yeah, you're just looking at me.
I look inside your store.
Yeah, you're looking at me. You're like looking straight at me and giving me this look, like you want to fight or something. And I mean, I'm not the type of person to come out and just fight people. I know I know karate. I know I could kick your ass and everything.
Now look.
But
I don't know where you got the idea that I'm looking at you. Okay.
But you're looking at me all the time.
When I walk by there, I'm on my way somewhere else. I may look in through the door or something and just to see what's going on in there, but I'm not looking at anybody in particular.
Oh bullshit. You're looking at me.
If you walked out the door right now, I wouldn't even recognize you. I don't pay that much attention.
Oh, why are you always glaring at me then? You're just looking at me. Like, you're giving me this F-U look.
Well, I...
Just cut it out.
I have no idea why you would feel that way. Really.
I think when you walk by my place, maybe you should turn your back to the store and walk sideways.
I think you're full of crap. Well, now, who put you up to
this? No, you're the one that's doing this to me. I'm not full of crap.
I'm not doing anything to you, dude. I don't even know who you are.
Well, then
I have no idea who you are.
Well, do you just look at strangers like that?
I'm not looking at anything in particular.
Are you just like to start crap with everyone around you?
You know what? I haven't said a word to you. I don't know who you are.
I know. You don't say anything to me. You just look at me. Just give me that look. You just need to stop looking at me.
You know, if you want to walk out front so I can see who you are.
Oh, you know who I am.
I'll make absolutely sure that I never look at your ass again.
Oh, now you're going to curse at me. You know, I don't have a problem with...
I will never look at your bottom again.
I don't have a problem with anyone else on the street. You're the only one that's trying to start shit with me. Just looking at me every time.
I haven't tried to start shit with anybody. Now, you talk to Sensei Yaguchi, and you tell him you have a problem with me.
He told me I should call you.
You know, I'm still telling you, I don't even know who you are. I'm not looking at you.
You look at me every single time you walk by. You just like look right in the window and just stare me down like you're trying to intimidate me.
You know, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I'm not. That's not what I'm doing.
You are
too. I don't even know who you are.
You are too, and if you keep it up, I'm going to call the police. I don't even care anymore.
You know what? You better go ahead and do that.
Because I shouldn't have to feel threatened at my job.
I don't see why you should feel threatened. I don't know who you are. I would not recognize you if I passed you on the street.
You would too, because you look at me every day when you walk by. You just look right in the window and give me this.
I don't walk by every day.
Every day that you do walk by, smartass.
Oh, now you're going to cuss at me, huh?
You just need to cut it out. Why don't you just cut it out? Why don't you just mind your own business?
You know what?
There's no reason our businesses can't coexist.
I'm not looking at you. I don't care what you do.
You look at me all the time.
I don't know who you are. I don't bear you any ill will. I don't know who you are. I don't even know where this comes from.
You're being passive aggressive. That's what you're doing. You think, you know...
You know, you're really starting to sound like somebody put you up to this. That sounds like a joke to me.
Oh, it's a joke to you. It's not a joke to me, because I'm just trying to do my job here, and you're just coming in and trying to make problems for everyone.
I've never set foot in that building, ever.
You're walking up
not
to the
once.
Front, and you're just looking at
not
me.
Not once in 22 years that I've been here next to that building have I ever set foot inside.
Okay, fine. Every time you walk by in front, you're looking at me, and you're trying to just start problems with the people here.
I'm not trying to start problems with anybody.
And you don't want to start problems with people that know karate, okay?
That's exactly right. And I'm surprised that you couldn't figure that out.
Well, maybe you should figure it out and stop doing it. Stop doing what you're doing.
All right. Let me lay something on you, my friend.
Oh, go ahead.
You're telling me that I'm trying to start shit with you. And you're sounding like you want to come kick my ass.
No, I just want you to stop. Just cut it out.
Let me put something on you, okay?
Just stop.
I'm 66. I got a pacemaker and a bad leg. Now, you think I'm trying to start shit with anybody? What, are you nuts?
Well, that's why you're just being all passive-aggressive about it.
I don't even know what passive-aggressive means.
Well, you're obviously not that smart if you're trying to start problems with people at the karate place.
Yes, I'm not that smart, okay? I must be fucking stupid. That's what it is. So why don't you just leave the fucking retard alone?
Okay.
I'm done with you.
Well, stop doing what you're doing. Oh, my God.
That's electronics.
Oh, also, I forgot to ask. I need to get my flamethrower fixed. How much does that cost?
Is there a moment when you're prank calling someone when you're like, this is going to be gold. I got him. I can do this for a half hour. Like... Does a spidey sense go off in your head?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, when they first pick up, you can just hear it in their voice. This person's just going to believe everything I tell them. They're going to just fall for everything and react perfectly.
Goddamn.
But then it's really disappointing when they don't.
No, well, yeah, but I'm guessing you don't publish it because you put out two shows a week on your Patreon. Plug your Patreon.
Patreon.com/phonelizards. I do two shows a week not on the Patreon, so really it's pointless to sign up for the Patreon. You get like 2 hours a week without it. And then I do a private show on the Patreon, one or two a week. I do another show called Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls, and another one called Brad's Cactus Shack. I don't know. I do too many podcasts. Like I said, you're right. You're just nonstop prank calls for me.
Okay. Now, if I've counted correctly, there's a good chance I have not. You're putting out 5 episodes of content a week.
Yeah, anywhere from 3 to 5 per week is what it usually is. At least 3, usually 4, sometimes 5 or 6.
Oh my goodness. What is it about prank calls that is so addictive? Is it the power you feel over strangers? The idea that you're shaping reality to your whims and to bending it to your will?
That's a really...
What is it about prank calls?
That's a great way of putting it. Bending reality to my whim. I'm going to write that down. Hold on. I'm going to write that down.
Sure. No, I'll wait.
Okay. It's just like a form of comedy that I enjoy. Like, you know, some people like stand up or improv. Like, it's like an improv, but it's over the phone. It's like you're in an improv troupe.
Yes.
But your improv partner is an unwitting participant who probably never finds out that they were.
Which brings us to a great question. Has anybody ever sought you out and been like, you turned me into a farce? I was made the target, the butt of your joke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. One guy in particular, his name was Dino. And we prank called him constantly just over one single night in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
And I published a story about it and it was funny. Everyone loved it. He's just like a laughing stock for decades at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But about 20 years after that happened, he found it. Like an uncle of his, I was told, found it on the internet and showed it to him. And he shows up at my parents' house because I was at my parents' at the time when it happened. And, you know, just yelled at them a little bit and said if he ever found me, he was going to kill me and, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
But it's like I've published a book that has his story in it since then. I don't know if he knows about that, but I'm sure he's not happy. I took his real name out finally.
Okay. Well, I mean, you just told me his real name.
Well, Dino. I left the name Dino in there, but I didn't say his last name.
Okay. All right. I mean, what is his last name?
It's Alsman. Dino Alsman.
Okay. Well, then, look, as long as Dino Alsman isn't a Patreon of mine, and the chances of that are catastrophically low. I mean, come on.
Yeah, if you knew him, you'd probably just assume that he does not have internet still.
I think that probably sounds correct.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And then other people have found themselves on like my YouTube or whatever, and they've ordered him taken down. You know, they've complained to YouTube or sent me threatening emails. And usually if they find themselves, I'll just take the content down and say, oh, sorry, you win.
That's, I mean, look, if you've got like 10,000 prank calls.
Yeah, nobody's going to miss just one.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just kind of like, you know, there's more where that came from. Because you're sort of, and I don't mean to like hype you up too much.
No, it's okay.
You're sort of making a mockery of humanity itself, true or false.
Oh, yeah, I'd say so.
My God.
It's fun.
I love that there's someone taking the piss out of mankind. Like, not taking the piss out of, like, oh, bartenders, or taking the piss out of landlords, or taking the piss out of teachers or principals. Because it's like, look, if you take the piss out of superintendents or principals, I'll laugh at that all day. How dare they give me homework and tell me what to do? You know? Landlords, I got to pay my rent every month? Fuck you. Someone's manager? Ah, don't tell me what to do. I'm an adult. But humanity itself is the butt of your joke. Isn't that cool?
That's a good way of looking at it. Have you heard the landlord calls?
I've been listening to them recently. And on one hand, I feel terrible for these landlords because you're telling them that you're raising sharks and that you're widening the pipes. And you're like, you're being like, no, it really benefits us both that I'm replacing all the pipes with much wider pipes. And the sharks that I'm raising in the living room need wide pipes. So really, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing like
common knowledge.
Old ladies. Mm-hmm.
Common knowledge. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, look, it's very I'm hearing essentially old ladies and old men losing their minds at the idea of unauthorized pipe widening and shark raising.
But you have to think of the aftermath because they're pissed then. But then after the call, they go and they illegally enter the person's apartment and they check things out and they find out it was just a prank call. They talk to the tenant or whatever. And then after that, it makes their job so much easier because like the next day they're like, well, at least I didn't have to deal with the guy widening his pipes so he could raise sharks. God.
Oh, my goodness. You're right.
So I'm giving them the gift. Like I like to make this comparison, Fight Club. the guy they take out into the back of the convenience store and they make him think he's going to die, but then they don't kill him and his breakfast will never taste as good as it's going to taste the next morning.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm helping people. I'm a therapist, basically.
The gift of perspective, one prank at a time.
Exactly.
Brad, I don't throw around the word hero very often.
Oh, shucks.
And I'm not going to do it now.
Oh, damn,
no,
damn
that's
it.
That's a zigzag. That's me defying expectations. But let me undefy them. I honestly do think that you are a comedy hero for doing this.
Thanks, because Asterios. Like,
we need someone to take the piss. I don't know what that phrase means exactly.
I like it,
I just use it, and I hope no one calls me on it. And I don't even know where you're taking this piss. And I hope it's somewhere safe. But you're taking the piss, Brad. And goddammit, you are one of Asterios Kokonos' comedy heroes. Congratulations.
Wow. This is just an honor. I can't believe it.
Zwick, put in some applause here, if you don't mind, Zwick.
Thanks, Zwick.
All right, anyway. Brad, let's wrap this up.
All right.
Brad, thank you so much for talking to me today on Asterios Talks to Strangers. And just one more time, if you could give us a plug, because I want to make sure people hear your stuff because it's so goddamn good. Is there a particular call that you use to start people off?
There's a best of playlist. If you go to youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, there's the, you know, all the best prank calls are in a single playlist. So that's a good place to start.
Okay, great. All right.
But if they just want to subscribe and listen to the podcast, it's phonelosers.com.
Those are both great. Now I got to go to bed. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
A little late where I am, but thank you so much for talking to me and thank you for coming on.
It was fun. Hey,
fun.
If you still want to do the Star Trek thing, I'm up for that too. Whatever.
All right, we'll do that later, but for now I should really.
Let's do it right now.
Go to sleep. No. I'm too tired.
All right.
I love you.
You too, Asterios.
All right. Bye.
Bye.